Hello and welcome to Mundo Albiceleste podcast. This time, there's nothing about fantasy. It's all real because the draw, the World Cup draw, is already known. We all know we are going to play South Korea, Nigeria, and Greece. And to discuss that with me, John in Malaysia, as always.
Hello, Seba, and hello to everyone here. And looks like to a certain degree, we can breathe a bit easily because, as you always know, that when it comes to prediction about Argentina, the people at Mundo are always terrible at it. And based on what we draw from our mock draw that we did previously, compared to the real one, it's a huge difference in contrast. And we will discuss on this further as we move on.
Yeah, we are missing Roy today. We couldn't arrange for a time where we all could be together to record the pod, the three of us, as we always do. And we are going to miss his insight on every aspect of the World Cup draw. But what if we discuss every group briefly, and then to finish this podcast, we discuss Group B in detail, where Argentina is placed. First of all, John, as a reminder, which was the draw we got for in our previous podcast for Argentina? I don't remember exactly the rivals we had. Just to compare, because you said it's easier, that the real thing was easier than the mock draw we had, and I don't remember exactly the teams we were going to face.
Okay, from our mock draw, we actually drew out the team USA and Slovakia plus Ghana as compared to the real one, which is Nigeria, South Korea, and Greece. So on a comparison basis, I would say that the real draw, it's much easier than the mock draw that we did.
Yeah, I have to agree. I have to agree with that. But what about for South Africa? And with this, we begin talking about the discussion about every group in the World Cup. What about for South Africa, the host team? They're getting a very tough draw in Group A. Will this be the first time a host nation will fail to advance to the second round? How do you see? They play Mexico, Uruguay, and France.
Well, okay. Before that, just to let everyone know that from our mock draw, we actually got almost 75% correct of Group A, which is South Africa, Mexico, and Uruguay. Only until when France was drew out of the ballot, that's when we didn't manage to get a perfect match because from our previous one, it was Serbia. Okay, let's talk a little bit about Group A now. Of course, a lot of people are saying that Brazil's group is probably the group of death. But for some reason, I beg to differ on that because I certainly believe that if there is a group of death in this World Cup, it has to be in Group A.
Group A, did you say Group A, this one? South Africa, Mexico, Uruguay, and France, that's the group of death for you?
Yes, and my main reason is because if we look back in World Cup history since 1930, there has never been any single World Cup where the host has failed to go beyond the first round. And somehow or other, I think that trend will continue in 2010 because I don't think that South Africa would want to be the first team ever to suffer such kind of fate, let alone hosting the World Cup on African soil for the first time. So with that said in mind, I would definitely pretty much say in full confidence that South Africa will be one of the two teams from Group A to progress beyond the first round, which leaves us with the other three teams, which is Mexico, Uruguay, and France. Sad to say that to some extent, when these three teams have played very consistently in previous World Cups, of course, with the exception of Uruguay, who failed to qualify in 2006, two of them will have to make home earlier than expected.
Yeah, well, it is a tough group, but in my opinion, this is not the worst group. I mean, or the group of death, as everyone is used to say. I will let you know which one is the group I think it's even stronger than this one, or tougher, as we advance with this podcast. The first thing I want to say is, what an opening day we will have. I mean, it's South Africa, Mexico. It's anybody's game, that one. I mean, Mexico can beat them. There is no argument about that. But we will definitely see if South Africa are for real in this tournament. And with a win in the opening game, they could go a long way in securing their ticket to the second round. And then we have Uruguay and France. I'm really excited about this match. And of course, I'm gonna be supporting Uruguay all the way. I would have always have supported Uruguay, but even more so now, considering the way France got to the World Cup. In my opinion, I see South Africa having a good chance, but only because they are the home team. And as you said, even South Korea got to the semifinals when they hosted the World Cup. So I wouldn't be very surprised if South Africa make it, but considering the strength of the rest of the group they have, I think there is a possibility that they will miss out on the second round. And in France, well, they can be a very average team, and on the day they can destroy you. So it will depend on how the players will wake up the day of every game. So moving on, we go to Group C. We'll leave Argentina's group for later. And in Group C, we have England, the USA, Algeria, and Slovenia. How do you see this group developing? And also, if you allow me to begin with, we have the two strongest team in the way I see it playing in the first game, is the England and the USA. How do you see this group developing? Will England and the USA be the favorites to advance, in your opinion?
Well, what can I say is that for sure England will be smiling all the way, judging by the teams that they have in their group, because I don't think they have had any easier group than this from previous World Cups. In 2006, they had Paraguay and Sweden, and in 2002, as we all know, they were in the group of death. And then in 1998, they had a very strong Romanian team in their group. So for sure, you know, the English camp must be full of confidence, having to play against USA, Algeria, and Slovenia. And yes, I got a good feeling that USA could be the other team that will follow them to the last 16. Which, by the way, I was actually watching some replay of the footage of the World Cup draw from YouTube. And one of which was actually a US channel. And they actually showed when Slovenia was drawn out of the ballot, there were these American fans in some pubs in New York where they were celebrating, because to them, I think they have every reason to be confident about making to the knockout stage, considering they will have to play against Algeria, which I'm pretty sure that they can win. Slovenia will be a 50-50 chance between these two teams, but I got a feeling that it's going to be USA. And for the record, as football history will tell you about England and USA having played in the only time they played in a previous World Cup, it was arguably one of the greatest upset in football history when an amateur US team defeated England in the 1950 World Cup.
And yeah, the key game for me in this Group C will be the second round, where the second game for each team, where Slovenia face the USA. I wouldn't rule out this Slovenian side, because on the playoffs, they defeated Russia, and home and away. I mean, they didn't defeat them home and away. But they knocked them out, and nobody tipped them as favorite against a very good Russian side. But they made it, and now they're in the World Cup. Maybe they are kind of a unknown team for many people. Perhaps those American fans were celebrating because they didn't draw France or Portugal, teams that they know better. But perhaps they don't know Slovenia at all, and they could be in for a surprise. But as I said before, I think England and the USA, mostly because the USA, they have an experience in the World Cup. Most of their players have been in the World Cup, or at least a few have been in the World Cup, and they've been qualifying for the World Cup since 1990, and they didn't miss a World Cup since then. So maybe this time, with a kinder group than they had before, they can advance and surprise a few people. Okay, we move on, and now It's time to talk about Group D. And let me tell you, John, this is the group of death, in my opinion. I know Group A is difficult. I know the group where Brazil, Ivory Coast, and Portugal are playing is going to be difficult as well. But in my opinion, this is the group of death, because I think a lot of people don't think Australia and Serbia perhaps deserve to be considered as strong teams, but I disagree with them. So before I move on with my analysis of this, I'll let you discuss Group D and tell us about what are your thoughts.
Well, of course, Group D, if you take into consideration of the depth of the squad that this team has, it is pretty much a tough group. Of course, to me, Germany, I look at them as the favourites. They are pretty much one or two level above as compared to Australia, Serbia and Ghana. Now, of course, coming from Asia, I do know a lot of things about Australia, and I'm sure pretty much every football fan in the world will know players like Tim Cahill or Harry Kewell, Lucas Neal. What can they bring to the table? And of course, they have an experience of playing in 2006, which they had a great campaign. Serbia, on the other hand, which everyone knows, they topped their qualifying round group in Europe, so there's something to be shouted about. And then, of course, there's Ghana, so another African team playing on African soil, which definitely will, in some aspect, will work in their favour. And let's not forget, in 2006, how Ghana surprised everyone, especially against Czech Republic. So yes, I think it's pretty much quite evenly balanced group. But in my opinion, I do believe that Germany will top this group and Ghana will follow them soon.
Well, yeah, I agree with your predictions. I think Germany and Ghana are favorites to top this group in that order, as much as I would like to see Germany getting eliminated in the first round. For that to happen, well, you never know. It's the opening game, they face Australia, and Australia, they can perhaps believe in their chances and say, okay, guys, we have nothing to lose here. We're playing against Germany. They're the favorite. If we do what we have to do, perhaps we can surprise them and get a point or even beat them. And an Australian win against Germany in the opening game could shake up the entire group. And it could be something really interesting. But another thing I would like to say about this group is that I'm pretty much looking forward to watch every one of the eight games. Or, sorry, there are six games, sorry. Two, four, six, yeah, I'm counting now. I'm horrible at math, as you all know. And I'm looking forward to watch every game. I think any team can beat any team in this group, and that's the beauty of it. And that's why I am picking this group as the group of death. Group E now. This is a group, at least in Argentina, it has not captured the attention of many people, because they have no South American team in this group. Nobody seems to pay attention to Japan or Denmark. The group is containing Netherlands as the seeded team, and then we have Denmark, Japan, and Cameroon. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, okay, I think Holland, well, I guess looks like they are the favorites to top this group. But as we all know in the past, the Dutch team can sometimes push the panic button, and in their dressing room, things can go very unpredictable. And I think this is where Denmark, as a Scandinavian team with a lot of history in the World Cup, a lot of surprises that they achieved in the World Cup, can pull off something here. But for that to happen, it all depends on how the Netherlands, their dressing room and everything and so on, will affect on them. So overall, I think the European teams here do look good. But Cameroon, well, it depends what kind of attitude are they going to come to the World Cup. Because I remember the last time when they were there in 2002, everyone believed that they had a great chance to progress further, but in the end, they went home early. Well, Japan, sad to say, despite coming from Asia, I would like to see them as an underdog team in this group to go far, but somehow or other, I have to say they are just there to make up the numbers, because the depth and the quality of the players they have compared to Holland, Denmark and Cameroon are nowhere near them.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. And And it's interesting to see that the Netherlands are going to open, Holland are going to open with Denmark, and there is some rivalry there. They know each other very well. It could be tricky for Holland if they don't get a win in the opening game, especially because they have to close against Cameroon. And depending on the previous results, Cameroon can pretty much get to the final game in this group with 6 points and already qualified. Or perhaps Cameroon and Holland will have to face each other fighting for their lives and for qualification. So it's pretty intriguing what could happen in this group. And I see Netherlands having an advantage over the rest. And then I see Cameroon and Denmark fighting for the second spot. So we go to Group F, where we found the defending world champions of Italy, Paraguay, New Zealand, and Slovakia. So we have the only newcomers in the World Cup in Slovakia. Is that correct?
Yeah, Slovakia is the only newcomer in this World Cup.
And New Zealand, another team without an experience, a recent experience in the World Cup, because it's been ages since they last took part of the World Cup in 82. How do you see Slovakia and New Zealand's chances to compete against Italy and Paraguay?
Well, for the record, actually, we did manage to get half of the prediction correct, because in our mock draw, Italy and New Zealand were grouped together. And so they are in the real World Cup draw. I think Italy, most likely, this is going to be a walk in the park for them. But Paraguay could be a tough game. On the other hand, Paraguay, as we know, that they have a wonderful World Cup qualifying record, which I think will only motivate them to do better than they did in the past. So I believe that they could be the much preferred, or shall I say the much favorite team to qualify behind Italy from this group. Slovakia can cause an upset because they have some quality players there. And I think the one that you mentioned that plays for Napoli, Marek Hamšík, is dangerous. On his best, he can be a very dangerous player. New Zealand, for me, I think as being in the World Cup is already considered a great achievement for them. If they can do a Trinidad Tobago like what they did in 2006, that will be something that they can shout about and celebrate. But somehow or other, I think for all these three teams, New Zealand will be probably the easiest prey for them.
Yeah, in this case, I think the two strongest teams will face each other in the opening game, Italy facing Paraguay. And I don't know if Marco Materazzi will play next year, but I'm really looking forward to see a matchup between Marco Materazzi and Salvador Cabañas. That could be a heavyweight fight that would be really interesting for us to witness. And for Slovakia, the fixture starts with the easiest of the games, at least on paper, against New Zealand. Then it gets a little tougher against Paraguay, and they end up facing Italy. So depending on how good they start and how confident they are, they could face Italy with their qualification already booked. But they need to go to get through Paraguay. And we all know, we know everything about Paraguay. We know they can beat any team on their day. So I'm tipping Italy and Paraguay, but it'll be interesting to see what will happen if Paraguay fails to beat Italy and Slovakia starts brightly, because the second game they play each other and anything could happen, because Slovakia could use a draw and for Paraguay it could be do or die. On paper, Italy and Paraguay for me to go through, but it could be tricky for Paraguay. And now we go to Group G with Brazil as the seeded, Korea DPR, North Korea, Ivory Coast and Portugal. What about this group, John? The first thing that's crossing my mind is finally Brazil are getting a tough group. I can't remember the last time they were in a tough group.
Well, actually, of course, I can see the happiness among fans of Argentina about Brazil's group. But somehow or other, I think it's not really as what it is. Of course, judging by the profiles of the team, especially Brazil, Ivory Coast, and Portugal, it is considered to be the group of death. But somehow or other, to me, no, I don't think it's the group of death, at least in my in Brazil's case, because Dungas Brazil is made for such occasion. And all these three teams, especially Portugal and Ivory Coast, are pretty much going to suffer the same way as we suffered against them in the qualifying round. They will attack. And Brazil's Dunga is never going to change from what they are, which is defending and striking them on the counter. So I have a good feeling that Brazil will excel in this group. The trickiest match, I would say, the one that will determine who will follow them, will be the match between Ivory Coast and Portugal. A match I think that will bring a lot of Chelsea fans together because you have Drogba, you have Solomon Kalou, and on the other side, you have Deco, Paulo Ferreira, Bosingwa, Ricardo Carvalho. Somehow or other, I think Drogba is going to teach Carvalho a lesson in this match.
One thing is for sure, this is a group of death for North Korea. I don't think they can stand a chance against the other three teams in the group. The interesting thing is, this is probably the only group that looks odds on to be three teams fighting for two spots. And the other groups are, you could see two teams or you could see all four teams competing. But in this one, I see it as a three-way battle for two spots. What's interesting, and this could go on Brazil's favor, is the fact that Ivory Coast and Portugal have to face each other in the first round. In all likeliness, Brazil could get to the second play, to the second game against Ivory Coast with 3 points, and Ivory Coast could be against the wall, having to beat Brazil to stand any chance, because there is a possibility they lose to Portugal and they get to the second game against Brazil. And they will have to take a very offensive approach if they are to stand any chance, because with two defeats, they're pretty much gone. So for Ivory Coast, it's a second successive qualification to the World Cup and a second successive very tough group, because they had to face Argentina, Holland, and Serbia Montenegro in the previous World Cup, and this time is probably even tougher for them. But somehow I see them beating Portugal, I see them beating Korea DPR. They could afford to lose against Brazil, and I see this group as Brazil and Ivory Coast making it to the second round. But Portugal, they are the enigma of this group for me, because they have a bunch of incredibly talented players. They have Cristiano Ronaldo, Deco, and they have perhaps the best wing backs after Brazil in Bosingwa and Paulo Ferreira, or maybe not Paulo Ferreira, but the combination of the two. They are strong in that they have a good central defenders. They have talented midfielders as well, but somehow they're not clicking together as a team. And it could happen in the World Cup, and if they peak at the right time, they can surprise a few people. But I think Brazil and Ivory Coast are the favorites for me to advance in this group. And we get to the last group, Group H, with the champions of Europe, Spain, facing Switzerland, Honduras, and Chile.
Again, another group that we actually got half of it correct, Spain and Chile. And I certainly believe that these are the two teams that will make it through the next stage. Chile might give Spain a fight, but somehow or other, I think Spain could be a tall order for them. So if Chile will definitely, I think in the match against Honduras, they are looks likely they will take 3 points from there. And by the way, they are playing Switzerland in game two, is it?
In the second game, yeah.
So,
They
yeah.
start with Honduras, they face Switzerland, and then they close with Spain. So the schedule gets tougher as they go. But they start with the team that on paper is the easiest one, Honduras.
But okay, Switzerland, they're not bad at all, but I think Chile will definitely, or shall I say, most likely will beat them. So I'm putting my money on Spain and Chile from this group. Surprisingly for Switzerland, every team they play, they are going to play with team that speaks Spanish, just for the information.
So yeah, I pretty much agree with what you said. To me, the key would be that second game between Chile and Switzerland, because Chile can get to the final game against Spain with 2 wins if they manage to beat Honduras and Switzerland, of course. But I'm also putting my money on them beating both Honduras and Switzerland, so I can see them getting to the second round. And it will be justice for Bielsa, who is a wonderful manager, and he was somewhat unlucky with Argentina in 2002, when we had a great team that peaked perhaps a little bit too early and suffered from some injuries and stuff that we all know. But it will be justice if Bielsa manages to get to the second round with Chile. So yeah, I'm saying Spain and Chile to advance. And finally, we got to our group B. And then I would also like to discuss what could happen in the second round, hypothetically, after what we discuss in each group. So, Group B, Argentina, Nigeria, Korea Republic, South Korea, and Greece. Familiar faces, as we've been posting on Mundo, right, John?
Well, yes, because we have played all three teams in previous World Cups and we have a 100% record against them. Nigeria twice, first in 94, 2-1, 2 goals from Claudio Caniggia, and then Batistuta winning goal in 2002. South Korea was back in 1986, which we won the World Cup back then. And Greece in also in USA 94, which we hammered them 4-0. But let's not forget something that, of course, I would say it's an easy group for us, but time has changed a lot since the last time we played these three teams. South Korea has ever improved since then, and Greece have won a Euro since then. So there is some degree that we have a lot to be concerned of, but of course we will look into that much detail as we move on.
And John, yeah, we will start with a tricky fixture with facing Nigeria in the first game. Never easy to face an African team. It was never easy for Argentina to face an African team, and I have very bad memories from an opening game against an African team that it happened in Italy in 1990, and we lost to Cameroon 1-0. And with Nigeria, apart from the previous experiences in the World Cup, we do have a long history of playing against them in other levels. We played them in 2 Olympic finals. We lost in 96. We won in 2008 with Di Maria scoring the winning goal in Beijing. And then we also played them in the Youth World Cup in 2005 when Leo Messi scored, if I'm not wrong, he scored twice with 2 penalty kicks. Is that correct, John?
I can't remember, was it 2 penalties, but I do remember that he did score in the final and Nigeria did equalize. Was pretty much a spectacular goal. I mean, memory fails me, but that's what I remember.
In that team, we had Leo Messi, we had Sergio Agüero, we had Fernando Gago. They were all playing. Nigeria had John Obi Mikel, who plays for Chelsea. So a few familiar faces, some tradition of Argentina facing Nigeria in modern times. So I don't think it's going to be an easy game, and it would all depend on how well our players click together in the build-up for the World Cup. And I believe we are favorites to win this game, but it won't be easy by any means. And then we have a second game against South Korea. Again, this could be tricky because this Korean side, they are experienced and they're really fast, and it could be difficult for Argentina to break them down, and they could be dangerous in the counterattack, especially if we don't improve in defense. But again, I think we have enough depth in our squad, whatever it will be, to see off the challenge from South Korea. And then we end up against Greece. And Greece, perhaps they play a kind of game that is not very suitable for Argentina. We when we face European teams, we play better against European teams that attack you. And Greece, in all likelihood, they will wait for us to attack them and try and hit us in the counterattack. But again, this is not me being afraid of Greece. It's maybe that when we are talking about this, I have the last few images I have from Argentina are not as encouraging as they could have been. So yeah, overall I think we have everything in place for us to qualify, but a lot will depend on ourselves and how good or how bad we prepare for the World Cup. Right, so looking ahead, we know now that whatever position we occupy by at the end of Group B qualification, we know that we are going to face, if we qualify, we're going to face a team from Group A, with all the risk that implies facing a home team in a World Cup. I will still pick South Africa if I had the chance to pick a rival in the second round from that group.
Well, of course, I mean, let's put the home factor aside. If I had to choose between the four teams from Group A, I would still go for South Africa, but it's a pretty tricky situation for us. And as you know, what happened to Italy in 2002, no one thought that they would ever lose to South Korea, but then it happened. And judging by the other three teams between Mexico, Uruguay and France, well, Mexico gave us a tough time in 2006. France, well, they are France and they have quality players that can pull off a thing or two, especially like what they did in 2006 when they played against Spain. Nobody gave them a chance, but they won the match so convincingly. Uruguay will always give you trouble no matter what. So, you know, Group A, our rivals in Group A are not very much that encouraging at all when we play against them in the second round.
Yeah. Especially with the danger of being labeled as favorite. Because, let's face it, once we get there, if we get there, and there is a chance we win the group, maybe people will start talking about Argentina being favorite, about how we have the best player in the world, and all stuff that could be true, but could also affect the team as a whole. I think that could be tricky, and the fact that we know each other so well with Mexico and Uruguay could also be difficult. But I like our chances against France any day of the week, and also against South Africa. So it depends on my mood, really. But sometimes I would think we don't even have enough to get out of our group, and sometimes I would think that we are a safe bet to get at least to the quarterfinals. And if we get to the quarterfinals, then there is a chance we will face England or Germany or whoever gets alive from Group C and D. And looking ahead and thinking about the possible eight finals matchups, the thing that is intriguing me a lot, and the press in Spain are getting ready to press the panic button, is the fact that Group G and Group H will face each other in the second round. I mean, the winner of Group G will face the second place team from Group H, and vice versa. So there is a possibility we'll get Brazil and Spain in the eight finals if one of them wins the group and the other doesn't. But we could also get Spain Ivory Coast or Spain Portugal or Brazil Chile, and that I think is the single most intriguing aspect of this entire World Cup draw, because you have the prospect of Brazil and Spain eliminating each other in the second round, as early as in the second round. That, I think, could be a good thing for Argentina if we are to advance to the later rounds in the World Cup. There you have it. We have completed our analysis of the first round and every group in the World Cup, and we'll continue talking about this, maybe inviting some friends from other countries, as Rafael from Brazil, and Johnny, who supports Argentina, but also is an American, so he could give us his views on the USA fortunes. And we can have Joel talking about England, and Lucas, who is an Algie, but living in Australia, who could give us also his opinion on this draw for the Socceroos. So I think we covered everything, and I hope you have enjoyed the podcast. Thank you, John, as always.
No problem, Seba. And thanks to all our readers from Mundo Albiceleste. And hopefully, let's keep our fingers crossed that 2010 will be a year that we can still afford to smile. Because I know that a lot of us have been smiling after the World Cup draw was unveiled. And let's hope that it keeps going on that way.
Yeah, let's hope for that. Let's hope for a good World Cup. Let's hope for Argentina finally getting at least until the semi-finals. I know we have the potential to make it, so let's see if we can pull our act together and pick at the right time in this World Cup. So thank you for listening, and until next time. Vamos, Argentina!